The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Monday, the 25th of August, from Free Fire Radio, from the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with
Carl
and Linda Bott. 5:05. Okay, it's 7:05 in the morning. Somehow we have lost 2 hours on my, you know, hyper accurate.
Oh, it stopped at 5:05 PM.
Yeah. It says 5:05 p.m.
Yeah. Well, anyway, enough.
Enough of that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Terry did it. He took my...
Oh, Terry did it.
No, I'm just kidding. Why would...
Go ahead. Why? Good morning.
Good morning.
I know. Well, you know, David's running out because the door was locked, and so we have a guest this morning.
Oh.
Monday.
That's why. Okay, it's
okay.
Monday. It's 7:06 in the morning. I'll keep saying 5:06 because I look at it. It's 7:06 in the morning, and the news at the top of the hour is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Dave, I was wondering, I thought we've got people coming through the door.
I'm glad I can see the door from here.
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I thought we were having people coming through the door.
The Johnsons there waiting.
Yeah, that... Yeah, you know, sometimes we get denizens of the street that roll through here. And I thought, look at Dave, he's charging them. And I was going to take Buford and have Buford, you know, come in right behind you.
Give him the eye.
Give him the eye, because sure as hell won't bite. Well, we don't know that, do we? He has never exhibited any of that type of behavior. But if he was protecting us.
He may.
He may. Who knows? He may come over and give you the paw.
Yeah.
That's it. Anyway, and Dave's here. Do we have a national day today, buddy?
Yeah, it's a cool secondhand wardrobe day.
Secondhand.
Oh, my God. That's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Right up your alley.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, buddy.
Check, check.
Okay, here we go with our Monday morning fixings.
It's better now.
Okay, so... Because let's talk, let's do a plug for you. Cascade Curations, located on
1740 California Street, across from Jack's Grill.
Right. And you have vintage, new and used.
Yeah.
Well, it's vintage. It doesn't mean it still could be new and vintage.
Yep.
With tags on it. I've donated a few of those things. And you've got all kinds of interesting things in your store. So this day, this day of the year really aligns with something that you love near and dear to your heart.
It is, and you save money. It's a fraction of the price of the retail.
You know, the other thing you were saying the other day, too, was that if people weren't sure how much something was worth, they could bring it in, and you'd help them ascertain the value of it,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, that's cool because, you know, you have something, you go, I don't know how much this thing's worth. So I hope people, you know, when they do that, they'll pay you something for that.
Yesterday, I sold a pair of American Eagle jeans that were basically brand new for mm-hmm. $15.
Okay.
Whoa.
What do they run in the store?
The lady said that she had just bought some at the mall for $50-something.
Okay.
Whoa. Cascade Curations.
I have always had a heart for a Goodwill. But it's something I didn't really do growing up. I mean, I did like to look at... You know, we did go to rummage sales and that kind of thing. But I used to, once I left home, and garage sales, I always looked for the unusual. And living in LA in the 70s, when I first moved there, a lot of the clothes that I performed in that would be, you know, doing nightclub would have been that I got in garage sales and stuff because we're in Hollywood, by the way. Mm. So there were really cool.
Hollywood garage sales must have been a little bit
totally
different.
Totally different. I mean, I got dishes out of the Beverly Hills alleys because it's no kidding when people would put brand new things or whatever, stick them in boxes in the alley and the junkers would go in. So I have a heart for people who are pickers because I was kind of, You know, like
and your baby sister.
Yeah, and my
baby sister is, she is phenomenal at that. And in fact,
she is a major picker. She's sending me pictures all the time. She's in another state. Oh, look at this. I scored at a garage sale. I said, where are you putting all this stuff? Anyway, let's go to the weather really fast. You know, I get up early the morning of these shows, and I get out there and take the dog out front and sit on the step or the stoop of wherever you come from and just kind of look at the sky. And there was a slight breeze, and I could see there were clear skies, but I knew that it was going to be warm because it socked in. So we do have 106 today if you're looking. And there could be a chance of showers. That's what you're feeling. Increasing clouds and hot with near 106 today, about 5 miles per hour. Winds not that big, but there was a breeze this morning. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8. And then we have about, like, it's about 30% chance of precipitation. Tomorrow, the same, around 99, though, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then chance of showers on Tuesday night. I don't really feel that barometric pressure as much right now, but it's there. New rainfall amounts of less than an inch, except higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. That is tomorrow. Wednesday, slight chance of showers once again, 95. And then on Thursday, it clears up with 95 and 95 on Friday. So, yeah, that's what we're looking for.
You're looking at rain?
Yeah, we're looking at possible
rain tomorrow.
Yeah, showers and then slight chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. You may want to take an umbrella, but you know how those things go. They just kind of seem to, you know, sprinkle a little bit, and it's so warm that it just, you know. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Every time we read the weather, there are sponsors, 365-3793, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business where they always give senior and veteran discounts. Okay, what's on the agenda today?
I don't know. I hope he's not attacking our guest. Buford.
They're out there playing with him, but he's being Buford, very vocal.
I hear laughing.
Our husky shepherd mix. He's out there. His belly rubs. He's out there.
Okay. Let's start with elections, since it looks like we're having We're having at least one election, and that will be on the one cent sales tax. And the registrar. It looks like we're going to be doing a redistricting also. Looks like that's going to be on the ballot too. So as you know, the registrar of voters wanted $2.6 million and to move into Joanne's Fabric, which is an audacious plan, but wasn't even looked at by the Board of Supervisors. However, if they're looking at moving it anywhere, time's kind of running out for it. The special election is less than 3 months away, and it will be the 1 cent sales tax and the redistribution of votes in California, the redistricting plan. Looks like that's going to be on the ballot too. And Clint Curtis said he needed $125,000 for more voting machines and more cameras to be able to show everybody how the votes were going. And they haven't voted on that one either. But the Joanne Fabrics looks like it's out, even though, Kevin Cry has said he'd sure like to come back and get that, and maybe they could work a deal so that the Joanne Fabrics would give it to him for a year for like $1.
Okay.
Now, the owner of the Joanne Fabrics says, ha!
Really?
Well, he didn't say it like that, but he did say, that doesn't work out economically very well, and they've got other people interested in it. So, I mean, it's kind of like $1 a year. I mean, I think just by the taxes on it would be, you know, much more than that. Corky Harmon. Corky, what are you thinking of? Suggested moving the elections department to the county-owned Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street. Well, Curtis said the building's not vacant. It's used for other purposes and it had to be certified by the Secretary of State. So that won't happen. But Corky, Veterans Memorial Building. I mean, it's used. I mean, it's used by a number of different organizations there.
Need to make a call to that person.
You know what? The thing is I guess you look at it and say, how much is it being used? The problem with it is there's no parking there. There's absolutely no parking, and that's been the problem for years. I guess you could say you can park in the, you can park in the new parking structure and walk, you know, the couple of blocks there. I mean, that's not a man killer. So, okay. Time for our first break. And
wow, that went by fast.
Well, yeah, I've got some other things here.
Well, we have some very prominent veterans in the building, too.
We do.
That we need to, are they
that's
here?
That's on the 7:30.
Okay.
CVAC's going to join us. And there's, you know, there's a lot of things going on. New polls about this redistricting plan that were kind of surprising to me. Electric buses and the problems they're having with them. A motorcycle. There's two motorcycles right here in the Redding area. We're in a wreck. Mm. But it wasn't just your ordinary wreck. And then a new subdivision is being talked about. So we're going to hit
location.
We're going to hit all those things here in the next, hour and 45 minutes. So let's take our first break.
It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fueras.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price.
basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh, 5:20 in the morning here on the 25th of August. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And their phone number is 530-224-2345. Good morning, Anne Marie.
Good Monday morning, everyone.
Yes. What's happening? Let's hear about, we love your read always on what our Reading residents can look forward to in the North State with happenings around the North State with your calendar update.
Thank you. Thank you, Linda. That's so super sweet. Good to hear your voice again. Well, today, Monday, August 25th, is National Park Service Founders Day, National Secondhand Wardrobe Day, and National Kiss and Make Up Day. Tomorrow.
You know what? That's, you know, it was really cool. You know, David came in and kissed me on the cheek because, you know, we had words. And I said, okay, honey. Okay, I'm just kidding.
All right, go ahead, please.
Tomorrow, August 26th, is National Dog Day.
Wait, love it. Dog Day?
26th? Okay.
Absolutely. I love it, love it. And National Women's Equality Day. And on Friday, August 29th, we send out special birthday wishes to the Marine Corps Reserve, originally created back in 1916. Happy birthday this Friday to the Marine Corps Reserve. As we begin, I would like to give a shout out to all the folks at Haven Humane Society, especially those that help out during their pet adoption fair at PetSmart in Reading. I always enjoy seeing the cats and dogs they bring, and I am there a lot. PetSmart is located at 1336 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Haven Humane Society's Pet Adoption Fair runs Wednesdays through Sundays from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And I wanted to give a happy update about the little dog that was rescued from ladies that had helped me. And he went into the care of Haven Humane Society. Minion has been adopted, and I am so excited for his new chapter to begin. So thank you so much, Haven Humane Society.
You know, they just had one, and maybe I just missed it when you said it because I was running around. They just had one that was adopted after being in there for 351 days.
Oh.
Did you see that one?
Well, that's not this one.
No, no.
That's not this one, but I'm so thankful
for this one has been there 350 days, okay. And just got adopted. And
that is awesome.
Yeah, you know, and the main thing is that when the dogs are in there, after a while, some of them start exhibiting, you know, a kennel problem, and it just gets worse and worse. This one obviously didn't have that problem, and finally got adopted. I'm just very happy about that.
Yeah, it's good that they don't give up and that they keep going.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
Yep.
Love it. And did you know that Shasta County Sheriff's Office is hiring? They have sworn and unsworn positions available. For more information and a list of positions, check them out on Facebook at Shasta County Sheriff's Office. August is back to school time, and Whiskeytown National Recreation Area is doing some fun programs for second, third, and fourth grade students. First up, second and third graders. Teachers can inquire about curriculum-based habit hike field trip program for free for the student and teacher. Students can learn more about wildlife and their environments via a series of interactive activities. If you are a teacher and interested in this program for second or third grade, visit Whiskeytown National Recreation on Facebook, and you can also call them at 530-246. 1225. If you are a fourth grade teacher in Shasta or Trinity County, inquire about getting an America the Beautiful fourth grade pass for your students via Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. You can also schedule a park ranger to visit your class and distribute the passes and introduce your students to our national parks. Again, more information can be found on the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area Facebook page. Auditions for Shasta College Theater Fall Play, A Midsummer Night Dream, will take place this evening from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. Those interested should come prepared with a one-minute classical monologue, something from Shakespeare or similar time period. And they do ask that it lean more toward comedic versus tragic. Auditions will also take place on Tuesday, August 26th, also starting at 6 p.m. More information can be found on the Shasta College Facebook page. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service. The library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. On Wednesday, August 27th, check out the Veteran Support and Success Center at Shasta College from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and meet the Veteran Support and Success Center team and fellow student veterans. There will be information on available resources and services and free breakfast burritos while supplies last. Shasta College, again, is located at 11555 Old Oregon Trail in Reading. More information, visit Shasta College on Facebook. Thursday, August 28th, check out Josh Turner at the Reading Civic Auditorium located at 700 Auditorium Drive in Reading. This is an indoor performance. Early entry, 6 p.m., regular entry, 6:30 p.m., and showtime is 7:30 p.m. For ticket information, visit readingcivic.com. There's always something happening at Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Reading, like the Discover Steampunk exhibit now running through September 1st. Now, this is a fun exhibit. I loved it when I went to see it. These exhibits are free for Turtle Bay members and included in paid park admission. For more details and additional programming, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park is located at 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. And speaking about Turtle Bay Exploration Park, mark your calendars for their Deaf and Hard of Hearing Awareness Day, which will take place September 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There will be ASL interpreters on hand during the Walk on the Wild Side animal shows at 11 a.m. and 12 p.m., as well as free park admission for those that are deaf and hard of hearing. More details can be found on the Turtle Bay Exploration Park Facebook page or online at turtlebay.org. And also mark your calendars for the second annual Honoring Our Heroes golf tournament, with all proceeds benefiting the Reading Veterans Home. And that will take place at Gold Hills Golf Course in Reading on October 10th, but I mention it now because they are actively looking for sponsors and teams to register. More details about this golf tournament can be found on the Veterans Home California Reading Facebook page. Now, next Monday is Labor Day, and just a friendly reminder that all branches of the library will be closed, as well as most major banks, post offices, and other government-type offices for this federal holiday. I will also be off for Labor Day and also off the following Monday, which is the second Monday of the month. But I can catch everyone after that holiday and the second Monday. This is Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone, have a wonderful week.
Anne Marie,
thank you.
We may be off Labor Day. We haven't figured that out yet.
You should.
Boy, yeah. Well, I don't know. It's Labor Day. We should be laboring. But I don't think it's meant for that. So, okay, Anne Marie, thank you so much again. And we'll pick you up in, third week in August then.
And thank you, Siskiyou Insurance, for sponsoring our calendar of the week.
Yeah, a full service agency that has been serving individuals, families, and businesses in Reading since 1993, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane in Reading. You can reach them at 530-224-2345. And we'll be right back with CVAC.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
All right, welcome back to our morning show here on Monday. Hey, KCNR.
Good.
96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, and streaming on KCNR1460.com with Free Fire Radio. The Grange restaurant, the Grange commercial just ran, and you actually went in, I love that, over the weekend and purchased some stuff.
Well,
it was last week, actually.
I purchased the lead rope and
some food.
Some bird food.
Yeah.
Only because that.
No, you went in, though. I'm saying this, that people need to know that it's brand new and its launch is only two in California. And they chose Redding. And they've taken that whole Raley Shopping Center over there where Shopko used to be. And they've elevated it.
So
this is good news that, you know, when in the flurry of people hearing negative news, it's nice to know that there are corporations that think Redding is going places. Otherwise, they would
Amazon,
not invest their money.
Amazon.
Yeah.
And, Grange Co-op. You know, the thing about the Grange Co-op is, you know, mainly, they're big out of Oregon. And they've been coming down to the Redding Rodeo for years and been sponsors of the Redding Rodeo for years. And they were down here this last couple of years, and they just said Redding is a kind of place that they wanted to be. So here they are. Anyway, we are here with the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, CVAC.
You got it all.
How about that? You know, it's only taken 18 years. Nobody's ever accused me of, I'm not stupid. I'm just slow. Okay.
Good job.
We're here with Debbie and Tom Johnson. Debbie Johnson is the president of CVAC.
I am.
Yes, you are. And God bless you for all the things you do.
Thank you.
And I have a question for you before we even get into this.
Okay.
I've got a young man that's got that Angel Flights. Is it Angel Flights?
Honor Flights?
Honor Flights. I'm sorry. Honor Flights. And he's working, and he knows some people out of, the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got another one coming up.
Right.
And it's, of course, World War II, it's a little bit, but Korea, Vietnam, any of those. And he's got a point of contact if anybody wants to participate in that.
Nice.
So I know that we still
get calls.
Okay, because you are used to be the heart of this and would put these honor flights for years.
Correct.
Getting our World War II vets back.
Now there's a hub in Bakersfield, Paso Robles, Southern California, San Diego, Fresno.
Maybe it's Paso
Robles. And the Bay Area.
And the Bay Area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it could be Paso Robles too. Yeah. And, I'm gonna put him with you all.
Okay.
That's fine.
If that's okay. Ben used to work here, and he's getting ready to go in the Army. So,
nice.
Because the honor flights are still going.
Yes, they are.
I think it's great.
Oh, that's great. We were just talking about when you came in, we watched this movie. It really thought about you and anybody who, really doesn't have a clue about what happened on D-Day in Normandy. It's a great movie called The Last Rifleman, starring Pierce Brosnan.
Brosnan.
Thank you.
Well, the thing about it is it's a great story. I thought, I don't know if I'm going to like this. I thought it was going to be, maudlin and all these, but it's not. And it's on Prime, and it's called The Last Rifleman. And he's 92 and three quarters, and he decides he wants to go. And it was set on the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and he's in a assisted care facility, and he's got 100 things wrong with him, and medical things.
The actual guy from England?
I'm not sure. No.
Was it based on a true story, maybe, is what I'm trying to say.
It could be.
He's
Irish.
But they took a lot of the British, there was
some poignant parts.
But it ends wonderfully. And so, when you think it ends, because it fades to black, and you think, well, what happens? And then it shows the ending.
Nice.
And it's a great movie. And if it doesn't bring a tear to your eye, you've got no tears left. You've got no tears left.
Well, speaking of honor flights, that's why we had to just inject that in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
now, what are going on? Yes.
Well, we're looking for nominations because in March, which is a long ways out, we're having our Veteran Advocate Awards banquet, March 7th. But before that, we have to have nominees to honor. So we're asking the community, the veteran community, to let us know who you think has been advocating for veterans. That is not their job. It's beyond their job. If their job is helping veterans, what do they do outside their job?
Yeah.
There's so many people in Shasta County doing such good works for everyone, but we're specifically looking for those helping veterans, and we would just appreciate you getting with us and getting in a nomination.
You know, part of what we do is spotlighting veterans organizations and events and that. So that's part of what we do. But when you have somebody that volunteers their time and goes beyond, I think is what you're looking for.
Exactly.
You know, like Troy Payne does a great job in the Veterans Service Office. That's what Troy does.
Yeah.
So this could be guys at the VFW, you know, that go far beyond. I mean, that's not the regular job. They work an 8-hour mm-hmm. day, but then they go and do other things.
Correct.
So that's who we're looking for. And nominations would go to you. Right?
Correct.
And how do they get to you?
My phone number, 530-357-3380. There is a little bit of a form. It kind of helps you think about the person
that you're
nominating. So we give you some help. We don't let you hang out there and just give us a name. We do want you to do a little research and a little, you know, of why this person is.
You should be able to say pretty concisely, what do they do to help veterans?
Right.
And the different things they've done.
And a lot of people don't, you know somebody that's been helping, but you don't really know their background. And that's what we try and...
Yeah. And then you find it out later. You're on some other event. And, I can tell you somebody, and I'm not going to use his name right now, but I'll tell you during the break, that meets every requirement.
All right.
And that's the people we're looking for.
By far.
And we also have the Horizon Award, which has been focusing on teachers that get their students together with veterans.
Wow.
So if there's anyone in your school, if you're heading out to the school this morning and you know a teacher in your school that's bringing kids and veterans together in a wonderful way, because that just getting them together is a wonderful thing to me. Please let us know about that as well.
Like Sequoia, isn't it Sequoia that honors veterans on Veterans Day? Is that's the one, right?
And yeah, there's several that
several
do things.
Of the schools do.
Yeah. Well, I think then people, if your school is one of those, you might want to find out who's behind or who's playing a big part in that.
Yep.
And
yes.
That could be a nominee right away.
Absolutely.
Because that is,
bringing
veterans together. Yes.
That will extend beyond Veterans Day.
Yes.
Because you'll make that connection, and then a lot of the other teachers on campus or that particular teacher will continue to invite those veterans into their classroom.
Let me tell you, during Desert Storm, and also into the war on terror in Iraq, we'd be getting cards. Thousands of cards from schools, from elementary schools and middle schools, you know, from kids that are writing to any Marine or any soldier or any sailor. And they tell a story about themselves and they'd ask questions, you know. And then we'd put these cards up where everybody could read them. And you see some hard, tough Marines be reading these cards. And you could, you know, it was like, oh, okay, you know. It was like, well, look at this one. Yeah.
One of the things we used to do in on the honor flights was do mail call. And our mail call was usually made up by letters written by children to the veterans.
Yeah.
And it was exactly what you're saying.
Wow. And you know what? You'd be surprised by how many of those cards we were getting. And then my last tour there, we still getting.
Oh, nice.
Lots of cards. And then people would also send us all those little things that they thought we needed, like hand sanitizer and toothpaste. I mean, just all types of things like that. We had a big table with it. As you know, people come up, if they needed something, they take it from there. And we never really knew where it came from, except it came from
home.
Americans.
Home, yeah.
That were, and home, that were, they were sending it to us. One time I got a bag of M&M peanuts.
Yes.
From somebody.
Yes. Yes. Well, that's what you liked. And so, you know.
You couldn't find them anywhere. Yeah. She said, what would you like to have? And I went, M&M peanuts. And so she sent me a big bag and
nice.
Shared that out. That lasted like a day.
Day.
Like an hour. Hey, sir, you got any more of those M&Ms? Yep, yeah, sure do, right here. You know.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Okay, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with CVAC. But
and some special announcements about some upcoming events.
Yep. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repairmen, stone cutter, jewelry designers, great selection of jewelry, very fair prices, locally owned, locally operated, been in the business 30 years, and voted best in the North State 3 years in a row. Four Winds Jewelry, they're just some great people down there. This is the only place that we buy jewelry at, in fact. In fact, Linda has a little display counter right there. So when I walk in, Rebecca says, well, she's been looking at these. And it just makes it easy. Come on, it makes it easier on me, all right? Four Winds Jewelry, great people, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with CVAC.
Yep.
For the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. And happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number, and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire
Can
Radio.
Can we just talk about a staggering number? Yeah.
I'm in awe right
because,
now.
You know,
I'm just in awe because we're here with CVAC, Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council, and their president, Debbie Johnson, and her very well-known and handsome husband, Tom Johnson.
Yes, two the Johnsons.
Two people that do so much for
Steadfast.
Our veterans. Oh, I mean so much for the veterans in our community and have for decades. But we just found out something, and we're going to share it.
Yeah. Yeah, because okay. This is what you call when you have a heart, that you have a calling. And you guys have, like, just totally linked in so hard with your heart, so heartfelt with your commitment to the veterans and our community here and helping veterans in the North State. We talked about, like, well, do you have ammo? Because that you were traveling so much, you know, going back and forth to Washington or whatever you did to, you know, to Normandy or wherever you were going, and elsewhere. And then all of a sudden finding out, well, how many kids, how many grandkids, Debbie?
We have 3 daughters. We have 12 grandchildren because of marriages. We always count.
Yes.
Those.
Yeah.
And 8 great-grandchildren.
Great-grandchildren.
We are
too.
So blessed.
Well, Tom, you and I are close to the same age.
Yeah.
Neither one of us look like it, of course.
No.
Well, I know I don't.
Oh, man.
How early is it?
and our guest had been. That's a good reason. I mean, with that many kids, great-grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
They're the ones that keep you young.
Yeah, absolutely.
I totally agree with that. And then it's no wonder you don't have a dog or a cat. the poor animal would die of loneliness. Anyway, okay, we're here talking about a number of things that are happening. And we talked about the nominations for the Shasta County Veterans Affiliated Council Veterans Advocate Awards Banquet. That's going to be in March, but you need to get nominations in November, and you can do that by calling 530-357-3380 for more information on that. But you've also got the 39th Annual Labor Day Picnic. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, like we said, it's the 39th. I was a business manager of the Plumbers and Pipefitters Local in Reading in 1986 when we, me and Adley Toll, he was the business manager for the Carpenters Union, and we were the main people putting the first one together, and it's through the 5 County Central Labor Council. They're the sponsors, and they put it on every year now.
Well, this thing is going to be, Labor Day, September 1st.
Yes, Monday. It's
going to be, this Monday at Anderson River Park in the main barbecue area. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And get this, the cost of the meal tickets is...
$5.
It's been $5.
Wow.
As long as I can remember.
It's been $5 for 39 years.
Yeah, and probably.
It was 6 and under are free.
You were charged 39 years ago, and you're grossly undercharging right now.
It's all right.
What are we talking about for food here?
Hamburgers, hot dogs,
all the fixings.
Okay.
They usually have a watermelon, a whole truck full of watermelons.
Well, it says here, hamburger, hot dog, or chicken inside.
All right. See, the chicken, that's been added, yeah.
Okay. Watermelon eating contest, live music, fishing derby.
Lots for kids.
Yeah, they bring the kids over there.
Back races used to happen.
Yeah, kids fund them, too.
Yeah.
Now, this is put on by your local union or the 5 County Central Labor Council. You can reach them at 530-949-7795. come celebrate the day for all working men and women. And it's open to the public.
Yep.
Cool. And this has been going on. So what changes? Tom, I know you go to as many of these as you can. I know you've got other things. What changes have you noticed in the last, you know, couple of decades? In the unions and stuff. I mean,
we kind of slumped there for a few years, mm-hmm. but here the last few years, probably 5 years, things have been picking up. Numbers in the unions are going up.
Mm-hmm.
People are starting to realize that. I'm 40 years old and I haven't even started a pension or anything like that.
When you join a union and you get, I mean, part of the dues is for retirement. Is that correct?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
Usually that's done. Each union does it differently.
Uh huh.
But it's part of your pay package.
Okay.
You
can start building your 401 right. or things like this. Yeah.
That's how I retired was with my 401k. I retired at 55 and used my 401k to get me up to Social Security time.
Well, that
retired
sounds,
at 55?
Yeah. I retired at 55.
I hope to retire at 85. Well,
goals.
Linda's, yeah, it's my goal. Linda's daddy retired at age 62. And
wow.
he continually hears about this from his beautiful wife, June, who worked till what? Till she was 65.
No, 72.
Or 72. Yeah. And so Tom was kind of like retired, and June worked another 10 years. You don't think that. They still talk about that. All these years later, it's great. Okay, so what else is coming along with our veterans and CVAC stuff?
Okay, some of the members of our organization are doing a lot of things. AMVETS, Americanism Contest, department winners. We're going to have an ice cream social with them this Thursday. The Ladies Auxiliary, AMVETS Ladies Auxiliary, is going to the convalescent homes with T-shirts and other goodies in September. American Legion, what doesn't American Legion do? They are busy people. Fleet Reserve, that's one of our members. Special Forces, you've had the Daughters of American Revolution and Sons of American Revolution folks in here. He's our first vice, Kevin Knapp. Mm-hmm. And the PGR, what are they doing, dear? They're averaging.
We've been averaging at least three to four military services out at the IGO
now,
every week.
Whoa. I'm going to task you on this because I had Patriot Guard riders who could only be on Wednesdays, and they missed the last one. I have yet to have the PGR on. You know, they're near and dear to my heart
because
Linda and I rode with them for many years.
Yeah, we did. We held the flag.
Yes, you did.
And so I'd love to have them
really
on
a special
and talk about
everybody
that.
Should experience that once.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
And the Historical Association, the Northern California Veteran Historical Association.
Yeah, that's Kevin Knapp again.
Well, yes, and Wall, and several of them with the helicopter. They're at schools really educating and helping children learn. The Korean Veterans Association, look for dictionaries in the third and fourth grade coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
So lots of stuff going on with our members.
We have a lot of veterans organizations here. We have two VFW posts that are active.
Do.
Active posts.
Oh, my gosh. They're very...
Yeah.
Hamburgers tonight, isn't it?
Yeah,
Monday,
Hamburgers tonight
Monday.
At the VFW Post 1934 down in the...
Downtown.
Mike, see the Johnson's there.
Mike.
Hey, for hamburgers, you know...
And where's the VFW Post? One more time.
It's down there in the kind of... It's Cypress Square Shopping Center,
but
it's
in
the
backside,
But it's by the Mexican restaurant.
Tortilla Flat.
Tortilla Flat.
Okay, that area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Debbie and Tom Johnson. What else? What's the last thing?
We've got
the last thing.
We got like 40 seconds.
All right. Veterans Day. I'll be on AMVETS One, the big black bus that's been here a couple years.
Yeah, it's going to be back.
We're going to do Southern California this year.
Oh, okay.
Selling in San Diego and moving right on.
Next month when you come on,
let's talk about
the bus.
That in
because that is such a...
Suicide awareness and prevention.
Yes,
you guys are wearing
thing
shirts
for our
we are.
For our veterans because that suicide rate has not gone down.
Okay. As not.
Thank you so much. And to get a hold, for more information about CVAC, call Debbie again.
Yes, please.
530-357-3380. Be looking on your Facebook pages because we're going to be putting some stuff out too. All right. When we get back, we've got Reading Roots.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be, we've got the folks who put that on. That's a big concert series happening here in September downtown, and we'll be right back.
CNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia is facing potential deportation to Uganda after surrendering today to immigration authorities in Baltimore. The alleged MS-13 gang member has pleaded not guilty to human smuggling. About 100 supporters turned out for a morning rally as Abrego Garcia showed up at that ICE facility in Baltimore. As of today, some of the more than 2,000 National Guard troops helping to keep the peace in Washington, D.C. are armed, and President Trump is thinking about coming to the aid of law enforcement in some other major American cities.
Over the weekend, the president threatened to expand his military deployments to more Democratic-led cities, something he also talked about last Friday.
I think Chicago will be our next, and then we'll help with New York.
The president claimed on social media that after only 1 week, there is no crime or violence in D.C. Meanwhile, some National Guard units patrolling the nation's capital are now carrying firearms. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the president's also talking about possibly launching a federal crime crackdown in Baltimore. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt urging states dealing with a crime problem to ask the DOJ for a hand.
You've got an administration now that wants to provide help. And you can do that even in places like Missouri, even though Democrats, you know, represent St. Louis, they represent Kansas City, they represent Chicago, they represent New York. I think if you're creative and you care about these things, you can be part of the solution. And now we've got a new U.S. attorney who, by the way, worked for me when I was AG that's coming in and to do everything that we can.
The senator from Missouri speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down about 217 points. Well, the NASDAQ is up 31, the S&P 10 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-226-5454. That's 800-226-5454. 800-226-5454.
Fierce fighting between Ukrainian and Russian forces continues in the contested Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. It's a focal point of ongoing diplomacy and efforts to end the war.
The strikes continue, both on the front line, in the east, in the south of Ukraine, and across the country. Overnight, Russia launched against Ukraine over 100 drones. And it's still considered to be quite small-scale attack compared to the previous ones, but there is no end in sight for now. And also, Russia, it assesses the situation that it is winning on the front line right now. And if it is winning, there is no point for the Russian side to negotiate.
That's the BBC's Jana Bestrychuk. Typhoon Kijiji has brought strong winds, heavy rains to southern China, and now it's bearing down on Vietnam. News and analysis, townhall.com. The United States falls one win short of its seventh straight title at the Little League
World Series.
Lin Chin Sao retired the first 13 batters he faced and allowed just one hit in five innings as Taiwan beat Nevada 7-0 in the Little League World Series Championships, ending a 29-year title drought for the Taiwanese. The right-hander also hit a bases-clearing triple in Taiwan's five-run fifth inning. Taiwan won its first Little League World Series since 1996. Nevada was appearing in its first championship game. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Keurig Dr. Pepper plans to buy Pete's coffee owner J.D.E. Pete's. It's an $18 billion deal. When the acquisition goes through, the company plans to split into two entities, one focusing on coffee, the other on beverages, including Dr. Pepper and Canada Dry. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Monday.
Yeah.
The 25th of August, 6:05 in the morning. News at the top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. It's National Dog Day. Woof woof.
Happy Monday.
It is National Dog Day. There's National Used Clothing.
It's both, aren't
it? It's Kiss and Makeup Day.
Kiss and Makeup Day.
And the picture has dogs on it.
Oh.
But when's National Dog Day?
We already had it.
I'll have to check it out.
It was last week.
Was it National Whiskey Sour Day?
Ooh. Okay.
All right.
Who do we know that drinks those? Nobody. Okay. Who would?
We have people who like old fashions. It's got
true.
Whiskey in it,
oh,
yeah.
And what was
smoked whiskey and all that, but.
What's Ted drink?
Straight no chaser.
No, he drinks,
I don't, you know, some kind of fun bourbon something.
Yeah. Anyway.
Quick weather update. Looks like we're going to have 106 today. It's currently 83 degrees. If you're looking outside, we're going to have a sunny day. But the chance of showers tonight, overnight lows of 74. Tomorrow calls for about 99. We have a slight chance of showers. Then perhaps thunderstorms, about 30% precipitation. So if you're feeling that front move in, that's why. On Wednesday, it calls for about 95, slight chance of showers once again, which our plants are going to love. A slight chance of showers and mostly clear on Wednesday night. Thursday calls for 95 and Friday 95, sunny on Thursday and Friday. But we do have those slight chance of showers here for the next 3 days. And the weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson, the Kenny family who own Shasta Gas Propane. Each and every time that we read our weather, it is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business. In Anderson, 365-3793, where they're always doing their best to give seniors and veterans discounts.
And
Anne Marie just called.
Yes.
And she said tomorrow is National Dog Day.
Yeah,
tomorrow
that's what
is
I
National
thought.
Dog
I
Day.
I knew it was National Dog Day sometime around here.
Well, we are so excited because, you know, we love our music and we love what's happening in the North State. And we have with us some really leaders of a movement, Donnie Redd and Janelle Pearson. Welcome to the show this morning, guys.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah, thank you, Linda and Carl.
Yeah.
Appreciate you having us in today.
Well, let me tell you, we went to
Redding Roots Revival.
Was it last year we went? Or
2 years ago.
2 years ago. It's such, you know, Linda drags me to things.
That's good. She does that.
Well, no, she said it's not dragging, but she says we're going to go see the symphony. Okay, and everything that she has ever brought me to, I have thoroughly enjoyed myself. She didn't have to drag me as hard to the Reading Roots, and I had even a better time. We were out there listening to several bands. Ended up over in the Cascade Theater.
Danger Kitty.
Yep. Danger Kitty was rolling. Some people out of Oregon, and then a guitarist singer in the Cascade, and this was 2 years ago, and it was thoroughly enjoyable, and you kind of felt like you were part of the
movement.
You're part of the act too. I mean, because you're in there close and they're talking to the crowd and it's great. Anyway.
So three stages, September 26th, 27th, 28th in downtown Reading. The Reading Roots Revival and the group, you have worked so hard, so diligently for a year. Talk to us about who's on, what's happening, what we're looking forward to.
Well, like you said, it's going to be the 26th, 27th, 28th. We add an extra day this year, a Sunday, a special community day. And we actually are having four stages. We'll have two stages in the Paseo area this year. Everybody liked our stage. It was up top a couple years ago, and we're going to do that. And then McCollum Foundation was wonderful enough to let us use their stage. We're going to have that in the alleyway, along with the Whistle Stop Park. So it'll be all contained in that one little area there.
Love
it's going to be great. And then Saturday night, we're going to use the Cascade Theater again. That's going to be beautiful. So Janelle can tell you a little bit about some of the bands that's coming. It's going to be one of our best years yet.
Oh, man, the Stone Foxes. Go on. Tell us who you've got.
Well, the headliner for Friday, which all of Friday night's shows will be in the Paseo, so it'll be one place. And Diggin' Dirt will be the final show for Friday evening, and they are, as everybody knows, wonderful.
And they've just come up big time.
There are seven guys. The music is big and very fun, and there's a dancing stage right in front of the stage, and it's going to be wonderful. On Saturday, we have three stages going from 3 o'clock till 9 o'clock, and then the Stone Foxes are going to be at the Cascade Theater, and I am so excited to see them there. They did perform at our 2021 festival, which was kind of the Do We, Don't We festival, and they were so amazing, so we're hoping to get a lot more people in front of them this time.
Okay, you can always look these up online. I listened to, on my Siri, I listen to Outlaw Country, and I know that they play Diggin' Dirt.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of bands that maybe you don't hear on a local station, but these bands are touring bands and bands from all over the nation we bring in. And I just want to say we do have some of our local bands playing this year, too, on Sunday. We have Jake Bacana Band. We have the Pearson Brothers and Danger Kitty and One Soul. So,
yay!
So Sunday is going to be really fun with some of our local bands.
And that's the added
Whistle Stop part.
Whistle Stop. Because when I had you on my Thursday show, I don't think we had that Sunday yet.
No.
It wasn't added. So that's
a great
big
new for this year.
Announcement. Yay. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay.
Something we decided to do. We like to include our local bands. And, you know, once we get all the regional bands that are touring set up, then we try to figure out how we can fit in our local bands also.
So let's talk about some of the acts and how we get tickets and how, you know, sponsorships are a big deal. You've got Dignity Health, and the McConnell Foundation. They're always stepping up to do wonderful things.
And Choose Reading also.
And Choose Reading.
Yeah, Choose Reading Lodging is our biggest sponsor this year, and their hope is to get people to come from out of town and stay in hotels. And so they're helping to promote outside of the area to help bring people in for, that's why we made it a 3-day festival. So hopefully that means a 2-night stay in a hotel, which will be a win-win for everyone.
And this, it just like everything else, like imagine what happened years ago with the Crawdad Festival and when it was down in, outside of Sacramento and how people from all over the world, it got to be this like festival where people would put it on their calendar and they knew that they could bring they could stay or they could bring their fifth wheel and they could go hear music and just hang out. So that's where we are, only in our third year.
So this is our sixth year.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Okay.
And that is our dream. Unfortunately, we had COVID in the middle of
there
it
we
all.
Go.
That kind of,
yeah.
We kind of had to start all over again
right.
a couple
so
years
so that's probably why I'm
went
after COVID.
Well, yeah. Linda doesn't tell people, but we had our brains empty during COVID.
Yeah,
and,
we all
and
did.
So anything
we all
that
did.
Happened,
all
trying to, anything that happened before 2020 is just, we just.
Yeah, I still feel like I'm on
fumes. 2020 to 2022, we just forgot.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
You guys are on the board. You do all the selections. Let's talk a little bit about the committee. We've got a few minutes before our break. Let's hear about the committee and how you make these choices.
Well, Janice Logan is our star person that knows who all these bands are, and she wished she could be here today. She's working hard. Hi, Janice.
Hi, Janice.
Chester College.
Oh, Janice.
We love Janice.
We love her. As Linda knows, this all started when she was bringing music to her restaurant, when it was Vintage Wine Bar. And we started having these bands come through. They needed a place to stay. My bed and breakfast was where they stayed. They started telling their friends. Next thing you know, we know hundreds of bands that are coming through Reading, and they were excited to come to Reading. So when we started this festival and we started reaching out to those bands, they loved Janice. And yes, of course, Stone Foxes are one of them. They had played at Vintage. If anytime we ask, they're there for us.
And there's something to be said about, you know, how you start a relationship with a band, and they're touring, they're going from place to place. What they want sometimes is just to get notoriety, gas, a meal, be treated right, sell merch. And that's how you create a following. It's all about the fans and how you're treated. So thank you for that. We're going to take a break when we come back. More about Reading, the Reading Roots Revival, Reading's own Reading Roots Revival.
And this, And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Crackmaster Windshield Repair has been in the business for close to 30 years, and Jeff Wurst is truly the windshield whisperer. There isn't a windshield he can't fix. If he can't fix it, he's not going to take a chance with your safety. He's going to refer you to somebody that would probably replace the whole windshield, because he can fix anything from small chips to cracks 2 feet in length. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. And as you know, on my old Red Rover F-150, I had an 8-inch crack on that he fixed like 18 years ago. And you still couldn't see it after 18 years. That's the kind of work that Jeff Wurst does. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle, car, truck, SUV, or RV, the ones with the big windshields, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Fix up an appointment. Bring your vehicle down, and if you say, okay, fix it, takes it into a climate-controlled area. He puts his special magic sealer on it, and you don't have anything to worry about, and it's reasonably priced. Jeff Wurst is a great guy. Locally owned business, locally run business, a veteran owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Reading Roots.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walk-through home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free.
Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Take a move, a direction to go. Everybody, you're a superstar.
Okay, you're listening to Digging Dirt right there.
Who doesn't want to dance to the soul?
And they are going to be one of the main acts there at the Reading Roots Festival that's coming September 26th, 27th, and 28th in downtown Reading here, along with about 15 other bands. And it's just a great time, my friends. And we're going to be giving away tickets here in the probably starting next week or something, or the week after. We'll start in September. Well, that's next week. And so you can get ready for this and plan on this. This is just a great event. Music and, dancing in the streets and all this. And with us is Donnie Redd and Janelle Pearson, who are putting this on. They're the faces on this. They've got their committees, but they're really the ones that put all this together. Welcome back to our show.
Well, and thank you.
And our other gal out at Shasta College.
Oh, yeah. What's
Janice Logan.
Janice Logan.
Big shout out. Janice, if you're listening.
And we got a full board that's behind us. I mean, super. We work on this year round.
Yes.
But speaking of tickets, Carl, I mean, for people out there right now that are thinking about, oh, I'd like to come to this festival, we got a 3-day weekend warrior pass, early bird pass right now, discounted for $69 for all 3 days. So, for almost 20 bands and all this music on 4 stages for 3 days for $69, that is such a bargain.
Wow. It is.
So that you get tagged. Think about all the people that are going to work on this too in order to get your wristband or whatever this so you can get into certain areas and get in front of the bands. Is that how it works? I mean, I'm just visualizing.
Yes, they get an armband for the weekend that they cannot take off. They just need to leave it on all weekend. And
you can shower with it.
That works. Yes. Absolutely. Yes, the first year, a lot of people in Reading didn't understand what a festival is and keeping that armband on. If you're a festival goer, you know how it works.
If you've gone to these things, you know how it works.
Leave the damn armband on.
Trust me, you can take showers in it. And in fact, we even appreciate that if you do. If you're standing out in front of the band.
That's true.
That's true. Now, there's also vendors out there for food and drink.
We do. We have a couple of vendors for food. We do have a beer garden and wine garden. And then we have some... We try to keep some of the food so that children like it because this is a family-friendly event, and children are free under 10.
Ooh, fun.
So for a couple with their young family to come and listen to music all weekend and play and dance, it's an amazing weekend.
We saw them when we were there. families coming in there,
right.
And little kids, watching little kids dance.
Just dance all night.
Oh, yeah, all night long.
And we've got Squishy Doodle Painting, which is one of our premier face painters in the area.
Whoa.
That make those little kids look so cute. My grandkids were adorable last year.
Yeah, lot of fun stuff for kids. And,
okay.
And we limit the amount of food trucks we have because when people come to our festival, we say, yeah, you could bring food in from one of our local restaurants.
Yes.
That's what we're all about. We're all about supporting downtown Reading, the culture district, and that's part of our bylaws. And
has the open container, will it be passed by then? Okay.
No.
I was just going to ask that.
Yeah. October 2nd is
okay.
What I
well,
heard
next
from
year.
City of Reading.
Yeah, yeah, but still.
And then you can buy a beverage in a special cup. And
yes.
Marked a certain
They'll
way.
Be able to bring in cocktails, and Public
yeah.
Market will be open by next year, which will have
yes.
cocktails and
yeah.
be right across the street so people can buy their cocktails and
sure.
bring them in. But not this year. Sorry.
Well, you know, you can go to Spotify. If you go to ReadingRootsRevival.org, you can go to Spotify playlist so you can download some of the bands and you know what they sound like, and you can make your little list. I'm going to go here, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there, which is fun. But most importantly, how this is able to be survive is for you to come down and support and buy tickets.
Yes,
most definitely. And if you have a business and you'd like to team up with us, we'd love to collab with you guys, and we could use some more sponsors. We're a little bit down on our sponsorship this year, but let us help promote your business, and you can help us with our festival.
So I'm looking at the prices, and you were talking about early bird. 69, you were saying?
69 for all 3 days. Yeah.
Okay, so that means you want to get in and buy your tickets now.
Yes.
Otherwise,
yes.
It goes up like $10 or 20, something 20. Like that. Okay.
It will go up 20.
So it tells you online about if you just can only make Friday, youth teen festival pass, which I love the fact that you're doing this all-inclusive family. You know, kids can come all ages. Yeah.
And we let our bands know. We pick our bands based on that they will be family friendly also.
Oh, wonderful. So, all right. So tell us more about the music.
Well, we got two runner coming. Good Night Texas will be there. Another fun young band, called Sitting on Saturn. We had them a few years ago. They had a little
Last
bit different
year they
name.
Were Sitting on Stacy. I think there was something with their name that
okay.
they've changed it to Sitting on Saturn.
Okay.
Three young guys. They're from San Diego area, and they rock.
They are fun.
We have to put them on a stage that they can jump off of because they will jump off into the crowd with their guitars and go nuts.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And this is, like you said, it's for all ages. It's family friendly, but it's also some really good music that, you know, you older people can
oh, yeah.
Really
we got
to.
Daniel yeah. Kelly coming down, Soul Project. I mean, she'll be really nice, really nice. So.
And the announcement today was that you added an extra day, which is on Sunday.
Yes.
And that will be at Whistle Park.
At Whistle Stop Park.
Whistle Stop Park.
It's
going to
be beautiful.
Yes.
You'll sit back out on the grass and enjoy some music on a Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock from 10 to 2 on Sunday.
One other thing we want to touch on is we do a wonderful collaboration with Woody's Brewing, and we did make our Folk and Haze beer again this year. Folk and Haze. And it is starting to go out to the restaurants, and so we are going to be on social media pushing out a different night where we're going to be at the restaurant that is carrying it and try to get people down to try it out.
Yeah, special release nights for each restaurant, each bar. You'll be seeing that on our social media coming up this next week.
Okay, now your social media is Facebook?
Facebook, Instagram, and, of course, you can go to ReadingRootsRevival.org.
And TikTok. All right, all of them.
Linda
all of
won't
them.
Let me get on TikTok.
I don't know how to get on TikTok.
I'm not sure I want to get on TikTok.
Yeah, it's not true. But anyway, go to ReadingRootsRevival.org. You want to go online
we could put
get tickets.
We could put pictures of Buford's feet on there and see how many followers we could get.
There you go.
And see the lineup, which is really going to be fun. And see what the bands look like, their promo pics. Plus, you know, it's really fun that night. You can always get merch, really fun merch.
absolutely every band brings their merch and they hope that people will buy it. That is their gas money to get from one place to the other. Goodnight Texas and Alicia Brilla, who are playing on Friday night at our event, they're going to be skedaddling it up to Sisters Organ to play in the Sisters Folk Festival the rest of the weekend.
Tell me about Goodnight Texas.
I wish Janice was here to tell you about Goodnight Texas.
I mean, is it a country? Is it a...
They're folk. They're street.
Do you have any country?
Kind of between bluegrass. Country is... we do have
Jenny Don't
band on here. Jenny Don't.
Jenny Don't. And Pearson Brothers are local.
Oh, and Daniel Nichols Band. They're out of Ashland.
I was just wondering, because, see, what we're talking about here is everything from soul and what we just talked about, bluegrass and country, into country. So you've got the whole gamut
here. It's a festival.
And, I mean, it's not like one group of people that you're going to hear.
It's all kinds of music, and what's fun about it is it's all original music. Yeah. You're not going to go to listen to a bunch of covers. It is, when Daniel Nichols Band is playing their country songs, it is their
stuff.
Country songs.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you hear songs, you know, like I heard one the other day, because I have my own playlist that I listen to instead of Sirius or other things. If I'm not listening, of course, to our station. If I play my own playlist, I've heard a couple that I've never heard before, and I like so much, I had to find them and download them to keep them.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to find artists like this.
And there's three, I've gone to three different acts that you have on, and they all have new releases.
Yes.
So this is their perfect summer tour where they're out, like, doing the gigs in order to, and some of them are in Santa Fe, they're all over the place.
Can we hold you for another segment?
You bet.
Oh, sure.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Licky Miller's or Subway's, if you remember that. Founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967. When I rolled in, running in 07, I went to Cypress Square Barbershop. I'm not even sure how I got there. But when I was there, I've never gone anywhere else. And why? Because I've never had a bad haircut there. And it is not a hair salon, my friends. It is a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478. So I can come on in, get a haircut, and roll out. Or I can just hang around and read Popular Mechanics. Now, do you have to have a appointment? No, but you may have to wait then because other people do. But if there's an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. If you've got an appointment, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, again, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with the Reading Roots Festival.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP, helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Okay, who's this?
This one's Water Tower.
All right. There's the bluegrass.
Now play it some more.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Hey, welcome back to Free
That's
Fire
the
Radio.
That's the kind of stuff you're going to hear at the Reading Roots Revival right here in Reading.
Roots Revival.
Yeah.
And did I say festival? I meant revival.
It says Reading Roots Revival right here in this poster in front of us, September 26th, 27th, 28th. You can go online to buy your three-day pass now for $69. Or if you can only make one or two nights, you get in there and get your tickets and get your wristband ready for you. How does that work? Will it be sent to you in the mail, or do you get it at, is there a place that you check in?
There is a place to check in. So when you purchase your tickets online, you will be sent some instructions on what to do. But basically at 1435 Butte Street, right between the IOOF Hall and Extreme Escape Place. I'm not sure what businesses are still there. There's a cute little bookstore right there. So that is our entrance into the festival this year. There'll be a table there. There'll be two lines. One, if you have not purchased your tickets, that you can purchase your tickets at the door. They will be more expensive if you do it that way. It's best to do it the day before the ticket prices go up. The other line will be if you've already purchased your ticket, which someone will scan your ticket on your phone, or if you've printed it out, they will scan it, and you will get an armband that they will help you put on your arm that will stay on all weekend, and then you get a stainless steel 12-ounce cup, correct, for beer. We do have a green team. We are trying to be earth-friendly with our festival. We do not like to have plastic there. We encourage everyone to bring their cups and reuse them all weekend. They can get beer poured into them. We have water, bottles there that, Snow Mountain water,
Yeah, we thank Buck. We thank Buck for his donation every year to our festival.
He brings us coolers to keep the water cold in. And you can just refill your water bottles or your stainless steel cup. And it really cut down on garbage last year. The garbage guy was really happy, which was my husband. Very happy. So not as much to haul off.
Well, we're here, of course, again, once again, if you're just tuning in, Donnie Redd and Janelle Pearson, they're founders and putting together with a great team the Redding Roots Revival, which is happening September 26th, 27th, 28th. Thank you for staying over for this last little segment here before we finish our show. Tell us more about what we can look forward to and we want to promote in this next little 5 minutes.
Well, this year we're bringing on a special add-on to your ticket. It's the VIP experience. So we're going to have a special upfront place for you to sit, have some shade for you, have a goodie bag with some great treats in that. And it's going to get you into our VIP event at the Dip. We have a special night, Saturday night, for an after-hours party at the Dip. And so that'll get you into that also free.
And the other thing it will get you into is a pre-show that we are going to have at C.R. Gibbs. And there isn't much about that coming out yet, but be looking for that on social media.
And that will probably be on Thursday night before our festival.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And we've also teamed up with doing a stretch and sound with Strive for Epic this year. They helped us out last year, and we're going to continue that. Is it Sunday?
Yeah, Sunday morning at 8:45. Get up early and come down and do some yoga.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. So full experience, full family
like
experience.
Like a full experience. So. Yeah.
Okay, so one more time, the ticket's gonna start going on sale when?
They are on sale.
And where do you go to get those tickets?
To RedingRootsRevival.org.
Do not go anywhere else. I mean, they're probably on sale at other places for twice the amount, so go to RedingRootsRevival.org and you can buy your 3-day tickets and for the whole extravaganza of great music, and you'll get them at a reduced rate.
Yes,
you bet. If you buy early, because this is early bird.
Yep,
time.
$69. Right
and
now.
another program that we have this year is called the Ambassador Program. So if you have a business or you're a person that has a good tribe that you like to bring the whole tribe and you want some discount on your tickets, you can reach out to us on the website where it says join the party. And join our ambassador program. So every 10 tickets, we'll give you a special QR code, and that for every 10 tickets that's purchased under your QR code, you'll get one ticket for free. So,
all right. Well, we're going to be promoting this Redding Roots for up until the concert and then some, and we're going to be giving tickets away here on KCNR in the future, probably beginning in September. So thanks for being with us today, you guys. Closing thoughts before we sign off.
Thank you for having us.
Before we sign off in this segment.
Yes, before we sign off in the segment.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting Redding Roots. And this year is just going to be fantastic. So really don't miss this one this year.
Well, you know, you've got some bands we've heard of. One of our favorites, of course, is Danger Kitty. We've been following them for years. And this water tower that you just played, and the Digging Dirt, and Goodnight Texas. I can't wait to hear that one. So get your tickets, RedingRootsRevival.org. Keep listening to the station. You'll get more information on what's happening and who's there. And if you're looking, I'd like to sponsor something. And do they go to the website?
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, thanks so much, Janelle Pearson and Donnie Redd and our friend over at Shasta College.
Janice Logan.
Yes.
Yay,
Janet. Okay. Well, look, good luck on this, and we're going to be talking about it more. In fact, we'll probably have you on again.
Thank you
one more time.
So much.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And I'm going to talk about why the electric buses that have gone out to the school district at the cost of literally millions of dollars. They're having problems with them. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Medicare drug plans change every year, and 2026 is no exception. Premiums may rise, deductibles can change, and sometimes plans even leave or close. HICAP is here to help you review your coverage. Services are always free. Call HICAP today at 530-223-0999. That's 530-223-0999. Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP. Helping you stay informed, protected, and covered. This program is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $341,698 with 100% funding by ACL, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor the endorsement by ACL, HHS, or the U.S. government.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Need to blare that puppy up every time we come in. Yes. How much fun to think. And welcome back to our morning show here. This is our last segment on KCNR. All right.
On Monday,
yeah,
August.
Carl and
you know what? We had, you know, this is positive stuff.
Yeah.
Know, Shasta County Veterans Advocating Respect. We had, you know, then Reading Roots. We kept them longer than we usually do because this is something, another one of those events, that helps build Reading.
Helps build Reading.
That people come in. It's a 3-day event, so hopefully, you know, people are coming in for the 3 days. And by the way, we're going to be giving away some 3-day package of armbands
yes.
starting next week. that you can come for the whole time. You can go, you can leave and then come back. It's going to be downtown.
You can have dinner. You can go to have pizza, or you can go have dinner, or you can go shopping.
You can go any local
this is
place.
A way for us also to promote, help promote, you know, people going to, I didn't know about that place. You know, you go down there, it's a, you know, maybe you think you parked, but you've not really looked. You parked because you're on a mission to walk someplace. And so this gives you a chance to really hang downtown and hear the music. I know that, there's one band. I'm like, I hope that we get to go and be in front of this band, because I know I'm going to just boogie down there. They are incredible. So anyway, the electric trucks, what are you talking about there?
Electric buses.
Yes, buses.
Okay. The Biden administration put out millions and millions of dollars to pay for trucks, or pay for buses, thanks for saying trucks, electric buses for school districts. And they gave $159 million to a Quebec, Canada-based Lion Electric to manufacture 435 school buses between 2022 and 2024. Unfortunately, the company has fallen into bankruptcy. And as a result, the company has warned school districts that its dire financial straits prevent it from servicing the electric school buses. And of course, school superintendents are going nutso because they want to keep the electric fleet open, even though, you know, electric fleet doesn't work everywhere. Wouldn't work up in Modoc County or probably Siskiyou County or, you know, Trinity, because of the lack of charging and the type of weather and all this. But it does work, I'm sure, in certain areas. However, they're going to, as the one school superintendent said in Michigan, the school district received $2.8 million in federal funding to procure 7 Lion buses in 2022, which had already received $159 million. Eventually, however, we will return to diesel, because they can't keep them serviced, and the cost of servicing these electric buses is much more than just a diesel bus. So, $159 million down the drain. They never did produce all of the buses, and another superintendent in Louisiana told reporter that 14 Lion buses his district reserved are still new, but he can't find anybody that can repair them. So, and then the company itself has yet to deliver $95 million worth of electric buses it pledged to produce as part of the Biden administration's $5 billion clean school bus program. The line company was sold for just $6 million during bankruptcy proceedings after being valued at $4.7 billion in June of 2021, 4 years ago. So there in itself is a huge problem. You know, they're out there, you know, the money. You have to ask yourself, well, who looked at these companies before they awarded this huge amount of money to them? And $195 million, how much does it cost to build an electric bus? And then the servicing and all, you know, the parts and all that stuff would be coming from the company that just disappeared. Another one of those things that you have to take a look at. The other thing, too, is in our economy right now, if you can't get the – so now those electric buses that they bought, what are they going to do with them? I mean, you can't get them repaired. You can't get parts. And so now you've got to go out and buy diesel buses. Do you sell your $2.5 million worth of electric buses to the city, the county, another state, someplace that could keep them repaired? And then you take that money and buy diesel buses, and buy twice the number of diesel buses. So anyway. Hey, you know what? There was also an accident that injured two motorcyclists. You know, you and I used to ride all the time. And,
well, I rode
and
with
I,
you. You rode. With me. You rode. I was behind you.
And you were just a perfect passenger.
Well, that's nice to hear.
No, you leaned when you were supposed to. You didn't panic. You told me when there were deer on the side of the road, which was always helpful.
I knew how to be a passenger.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you can be doing everything right.
Right.
And something happens. These two motorcyclists up here in Shasta County were not fatally injured, but were injured.
Were they riding together?
No, yeah, two motorcycles riding.
Okay.
You don't ride side by side, you know, you stagger. But a truck coming down the road, the trailer came loose.
Oh.
A flatbed trailer came loose
and
came into their lane.
Ooh.
They were, you know, they weren't killed, thank God, but they were injured. And now that's something when you're riding your motorcycle, you can do everything right, and then a trailer comes loose from a truck. Anyway.
Freak accident.
When I got nailed, I was doing everything right, and a guy pulled right in front of me with the traffic stopped. As I took off, he tried to cut across because there's a long line of traffic behind me and didn't see me. And that was my introduction to 3 days in the hospital and numerous scars and screw in my ankle that is still there after.
But you got up and bought another motorcycle and went riding again.
I was in my cast.
Yeah.
When I went in to buy the new Harley, and when I came in fact, I think the staples were still in me. And I went down there, and it was 2003, and my bike that I had and loved, I fleeted up to another bike to the Road Glide. And, yeah, I needed help standing it up because I came in on crutches and a cast, and somebody helped me get it up so I could sit on it and feel it and go, oh, yeah, this is it. You know what? There were a lot of people in that shop that left when I walked in the salesman.
Don't want to see this. Don't want to see this.
I could hear the salesman saying, "Hey, no, it was a skateboarding accident."
So what was your point about the two guys?
It was just about be careful out there, my friends, that are riding. And we're talking about the Patriot Guard riders that go out and elsewhere.
Right.
That, but you in the cages, as we call them, the cars and trucks, be aware that cycles are out there, and motorcyclists, you can do everything right, but something's going to happen. And
Speaking of which, I mean, this is something to do about two wheels. And the other morning we had Steve Bate on Friday when you were not here and I was covering the show, and we had Rebecca Bear and she brought in Steve Bate, excuse me. And I go, I want to know why downtown has all those green things that for the bike trails. What are the green things? I'm confused.
Over here on California Street.
Yeah, downtown where we come down, you know, where we live and come down to work, and I said, you need to come on. We're going to do a show about that. I want you to share with our listeners what that's about. But he said something in passing about, well, the grant money they get for that.
Yeah.
Is pretty incredible. That helps with city funding.
It's grant money, and it's either Caltrans or it comes to the city. Lots of money, but you have to include bike lanes in it. So you have to change your traffic patterns. And I will admit, I've been against a couple of their changes, but I have not noticed anything that keeps you, like Placer Street went from the two lanes down to the one with the turn lane in the center. Now, it does say if you're trying to turn onto Placer Street, from another street right there, no left turns between certain hours because of the traffic.
Oh, okay.
But
we go by the courthouse.
Yeah. Well, right up there, right in front of the jail.
Right.
And there really has. I haven't noticed any problems there. And the other one was right down here on California or Market Street. Mm-hmm. I thought there was going to be a problem. I'm sorry, in California Street when they dropped it down. It doesn't look like there's been a problem. So, I mean, they've got guys that pay lots of money to study this. Okay, the other thing is this redistribution of votes is redistricting. I've read over and over again that 65 to 70% of the people are against this. Well, a recent poll from UC Berkeley found that 48% of Californians would vote in favor of redrawing the state's congressional maps, giving early insights into where voters stand. Now, I don't know where they took this. It was from UC Berkeley. I don't know where they took the poll at. but it only has when it has 48% of the people would vote in favor. So you think to yourself, wow, that means there's 52% would vote against it. No. 38% of the people said that they would vote against it, but 20% is undecided. So that's the ones it looks like. 48% saying they'd vote for it, 32% would vote against it, and 20% are undecided. So there's going to be a lot more coming out, but that totally surprised me because everything I've read says that, you know, the vast majority of the people were against it somehow. But again, I don't know where UC Berkeley took their poll from. It could be from Berkeley. And even though you've got Republicans down there, it may not
really
be. And you may have hardcore Democrats down there, you know, in that area. So I bet if you took a poll up here in the North State, Republicans and Democrats, you would find it would be a totally opposite. Unfortunately, if everybody, every person in the North State voted against this, one district in L.A. would wipe out our vote. And they're talking about going, of course, you know, you can say it looks like an elephant, or I say it looks like a rat, where they're talking about what our new district looks like all the way down to Marin County. And tell me that guys in Marin County know what, that, you know, .com guys in Marin County know what a rancher up in Modoc County is thinking about. So, anyway, hey, tomorrow Haven Humane and more are going to join us. And for you to be careful out there, it's going to be hot. Hydrate, and God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No,
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.